Walking along the beach, you see a bottle lying there. An old bottle. Glass. There's a message inside it. So, what do? Do you pick it up? Or do you walk on by? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at this whole Christmas season that we're about to enter into from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all He made you to be. The beach is a great place. Ever walked along the sand in the cool of the evening? You know, one of those warm nights, just the sun dips below the horizon. Or maybe on one of those cold, stormy days, and the wind blows the sand and the ocean spray into your face. I sometimes wonder whether I don't actually prefer it on those days. There's something so constant and majestic about the ocean. How long have those waves been pounding the shoreline? How many grains of sand lie on this one little beach? How vast, how beautiful, how wild is the ocean? It seems timeless. And beneath the surface is a whole other world that runs down to the deepest, darkest depths. Imagine then, imagine you're walking along the beach and in the distance you see a glint. You come closer and what you see is a bottle, an old bottle. And inside that bottle is a message. There's a great old line that goes like this. Every woman should marry an archaeologist, because the older she gets, the more interested he is in her. We have a love-hate relationship with things of old, with the past. On the one hand, you know, a lot of people are into plasma TVs and the latest cars and fashions and gizmos, and people seem to aspire to all this stuff, you know. It's all about the next thing, the next toy. My wife, Jackie, and I talk about the things of our childhood sometimes at the dinner table. You know, the days before dishwashers, and how 16-year-old daughter Melissa rolls her eyes and says, "Here we go again, in the olden days," which is exactly what I used to say to my parents when I was her age. I mean, really, Dad, how can you possibly think that anything from back there was even remotely cool or relevant or anything today, is really what she's saying. I used to say the same to my cousin's fiancé who was studying his PhD in history. Who wants to study history? It's all out of date. I used to get him quite hot under the collar. On the one hand, we want to dismiss the things of old, live under the assumption that today's life, today's thoughts, today's ideas and outlooks and truths, today's morality, they're all so much better than the past. On the other hand, when a movie maker brings the past to life, it can be so incredibly engaging. Over this year, I went to see the movie about William Wilberforce called Amazing Grace. It's based on a true story. William Wilberforce was the driving force behind the abolition of slavery in the British Empire. And it was so deeply moving and empowering, and it makes you realise people are people are people, whether they live today or lived three centuries ago. And actually, the older I get, the more I value the things of the past. The more I remember the great afternoons we used to have, Sunday afternoons when we'd visit my grandmother, and Dad and my grandmother would sit there and ponder when Dad was growing up in a little village in Romania. I really enjoy the past. But we do. We have a kind of a love-hate relationship with things of old. And that's no more evident in this really strange, eclectic celebration that we call Christmas. On the one hand, we remember the things of old. You know, I remember the fir tree smell in the house when I was a kid at Christmas, and the things my mother used to cook, and the little traditions we had around our home for Christmas. On the other hand, we're also busy these days. These weeks of December leading up to Christmas are all about consuming ourselves silly. Christmas is a place where this contradiction, this past and present love-hate thing, comes together. The first Christmas, the very first Christmas, was almost certainly not in December. December is the winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and it wasn't likely that shepherds would have been out tending their flocks by night in the middle of winter. Generally, they brought the sheep in at night because of the cold. The timing of Christmas has actually a lot more to do with a Roman harvest festival, the winter solstice festival, than the birth of Jesus. And generally, you know, we see aging clergy on TV extolling us to have peace on earth and when there really is none, and not to forget the true meaning of Christmas, whatever that may be. I'm sorry to sound cynical, but that seems to be about it. I mean, what does your Christmas look like, Christian or not? So often it's more about the pressures of getting the family together than it is about anything else. So busy, we're not even walking on the beach. We're so focused on the here and now. The things of the past, the things that God may have done 2,000 years ago, seem utterly irrelevant. Let me ask you something. If you're walking along that beach, though, and you see that old bottle washed up by the ocean, would you bend over and pick it up? Or would you walk past? You see, we have no idea what the message inside the bottle says. Perhaps it's some rude obscenity scrawled by a kid last Thursday and thrown into the water. Or maybe it's 100 years old. Maybe it's from someone stranded on a desert island. Who knows? That's the whole point. You don't know unless you open it. Let me ask you the question again. You're walking along the beach. You see the bottle lying there. Would you walk past? Or would you bend over, pick it up and open it? Come on, walk past or ignore it? Maybe leave it for the next person. I mean, it's probably just some prank, isn't it? I mean, would you open it or ignore it? Let me ask you another question. In these weeks leading up to Christmas, which is about remembering, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, who claims to be God's Son, who in fact claims to be a message from God. The Apostle John talks about him being the Word, the expression of God, kind of like a message in a bottle. He claims to be the very first Christmas present. And here it is, Christmas, lying at your feet in the sand. What do? Do you open it or walk past it? I mean, after all, it's probably some hoax. It's probably some old wives' tale. It's probably something those boring old bishops that they trot out on TV for Easter and Christmas invented. I mean, it's some religious thing, isn't it? That's what it is, isn't it? Problem is, you don't know unless you pick it up and open it. Maybe it is a hoax, or maybe it's what it claims to be. A message in a bottle. A message from God. Who knows? That's the whole point. You don't know unless you open it. I don't know unless I open it. You know, my job in this program here is not to shove anything down anyone's throat. I, for one, hate it when people try and shove stuff down my throat. In these busy weeks leading up to Christmas, what I'm challenging you to do is to look at this bottle lying on the beach, this bottle called Christmas, and think about it and say, do I actually want to open it up and find out what the message is inside? Or am I going to walk past and ignore it and let it wash back into the ocean? It's a choice that each one of us has to make. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.